Welcome to the Edinburgh Cider View, number 5. My name's Neil Caldwell. I have with me James Cocker, a.k.a. IT.
Good evening.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year indeed.
Was it good?
It was good. I got up to a few cider-related things, actually.
This doesn't sound staged.
No, I put together with my dad a cider pie.
Cider pie.
Yeah.
And how did the cider pie go, IT?
Well, it was a bit of a disaster, to be honest. It was an interesting one. I think it was meant to be kind of like lime, what's it called? Lime key pie, but with cider instead of lime.
And?
So you kind of get 500 mils of cider, in which case we use Tony Weston's, and boil it down to 175 millilitres, mix that with lots of maple syrup and egg whites, and then stick it in the oven in pastry. While it looked a bit disgusting because we did kind of burn it because the middle wasn't setting and the eggs were the wrong temperature, it actually tasted very good.
So it tasted nice.
It was good. It was.
So the cider pie was a moderate success.
Yeah, we were going to try it again, even though it didn't cook how it should have. But no, it was good.
So are we encouraging people to make cider pie?
I think we're encouraging people to send us their cider recipes. I mean, yeah, obviously you can add cider to food. That's a whole new topic.
Yeah.
You can have like cider in your stew and things like that. But I thought the cider pie sounded interesting because it's a dessert, which I hadn't really heard of.
Yeah. Okay, so send us cider recipes. Any other exciting elements from your new year?
My new year? I'm sure there was. One thing I'll touch on. I was down south in Oxford for the new year, and we went to a pub called the Spread Eagle.
Right.
Which, as well as doing a wide variety of meats, such as kangaroo and crocodile and stuff, I counted 23 varieties of cider in its fridge.
23 varieties of cider. Now, we are the Edinburgh Cider View. We only review pubs in Edinburgh.
I thought this pub was worth
a mention
at least.
It's worth a mention.
There wasn't anything completely exotic that I hadn't necessarily seen before. But no, I just thought 23 was quite... I don't think we've even seen... Even like Wetherspoons in Edinburgh doesn't have that selection.
No.
Well done,
the proprietor of the Oxford bar that you were in.
Spread Eagle.
Spread Eagle.
Where is it? Isn't it somewhere near Oxford? I don't know where we were. But anyway, Spread Eagle.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go into your fridge. Enough chit-chat.
My fridge today are several things brought by yourself, surprisingly.
Yeah, again.
Because you have been busy over the new year.
Yeah. And all my stuff, my cider-related news, is for this show. So over the next couple of episodes, we'll see what I got up to over the Christmas festive period. Anyway, what's in the fridge?
In the fridge, we have a bottle here of Black Rat. Which I think I tasted a while ago, but I can't remember anything about it. It's a premium Somerset apple cider. So we shall look at that one. This one here, how do you pronounce it?
Herlinga.
Herlinga. Lunga? There's no I in it.
Herlinga.
Herlinga, something like that. Yeah. It is apparently Sweden's number one cider, and it's a blackcurrant and lime variety.
Yeah.
So that'll be an interesting fruit one to try. Now, this one here is a little bottle, 33 centiliters.
Milliliters.
Organic cider.
Made by?
Dunkerton's.
Dunkerton's organic cider.
So that's why I haven't seen before.
So we've only got three ciders. We do have more cider, but we're limiting ourselves to three bottles of cider from the fridge this week.
So what should we try first?
We'll go for the Black Rat.
Let's go for this Black Rat. Crack it open.
Okay, are we having this?
Let's have it with ice. It's a clearish one. Fizzy? Are you struggling there with a bottle opener?
No, I'm just making sure I don't spill we have in previous podcasts.
That is true.
I didn't put the ice in first.
Yeah.
Quite a mistake.
You failed with the ice there, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try it without it first. You can go.
Okay, let's try a wee bit.
So this is Black Rat. I got this in the usual place.
Black Rat Premium Cider. From
they all say premium cider. We are the judge of that.
Well, yes, indeed. After you.
That's okay. A little bit dry.
A nice wee dry number there.
Well, I would expect it to be quite good because it was in Vino Wines. Next to their good cider.
Okay.
Not next to the in the bottom level where all your Copperberg was, etc.
There's another thing for me to bleep out in the edit.
Sorry, I forgot about that.
It's
a little bit dry, but it's not too dry. I quite like
it. It's a kind of medium dry. Nothing really crazy to say about it, but it's very drinkable. I'd like to know why it's called Black Rat.
I can guess why.
Go on.
Because back in ye olde days, down in Somerset, when we were first making Scrumpy, rats would go into their big barrels where they would make cider, and it would aid in the fermentation process.
Really? Where did you learn this?
I read a lot of things, I think. It's not just you that prepares for this show.
Interesting. So this
as
cider
some
is
people have suggested.
Flavoured by rats, is what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying this cider's flavoured by rats, but I'm saying rats and cider have a shared history.
Interesting.
And that gives it the name, but it's a nice cider. It's a nice cider.
It's not bad.
I don't know if I'd rush out and buy it again.
It's
but if somebody gave me that, if that was in a shop or a pub, no, if it was in a pub, better example, I would probably have it.
Yeah.
Because it's nice, not one you're going to have that often. If it's in a pub, I would drink it.
That's a nice different one. What are you going to give it out of 10?
Oh, are we still doing this grading stuff?
Yes, we are still doing this grading stuff.
7.5.
Okay. Not a 7?
Well,
7.25.
To be honest, I can't remember what grades we've given previous cider. And this is better than some, but not as good as others.
Okay.
We're not jumping for joy. Jumping for joy and giving it a lot of praise is an 8. This is not quite there, so 7.5.
Okay. Sounds good. So, Black Rat, found in Vino Wines.
Found in Vino Wines, and I'm sure other establishments as well.
What should we crack open next?
We'll go for the Herlinger.
I want to try this Herlinger, blackcurrant and lime. Now, while I've had some ciders which had lime in them, I don't think there's been a blackcurrant one.
Yeah, well, let's say a little bit about the cider first. It's a Swedish one. Not only that, it's the most popular cider in Sweden, or the most popular.
Number one best-selling cider brand, apparently, in Sweden. So,
but it's not the most common Swedish cider found in the UK. Or at least in
Scotland. No, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen it. I don't recognise the bottle at all.
Well, I got that in Glasgow at one point over the festival.
Right.
But then I found it in Margie Otter's round the corner.
Ah, yes, that's true.
So I was a little bit frustrated that I dragged it all around the country over my festive travels. But we'll give it a go.
Let's crack it open. So it's a 4% fruity cider.
Yeah, so yeah, it sounds like your traditional Swedish-style pear cider with fruit additives too.
Yeah, so let's see, what's the colour like? It's a kind of dark reddish colour, very blackcurranty,
I've got suspicions that this is going to taste like blackcurrant juice.
I'm going to be interested if we can taste the lime, so let's have a taste.
Well, should we have this with ice? I'm going to add ice to me, because I didn't add ice to Black Rat, which was a good idea.
Do you know, I'm a wee bit disappointed there.
You're disappointed?
Yeah.
Well,
I can't taste the lime. It's blackcurrant, which is nice. It is just like blackcurrant, fizzy blackcurrant juice. I was hoping the lime would give it something a bit different, but I'm not getting that.
It's just fizzy blackcurrant juice.
Mm. It is.
There's nothing cider related about that.
It's nice, and looking at it, I'd like to try some of their maybe apple ciders.
I don't think they do apple cider.
Oh.
Because when I checked the shop I was in, I can't remember which shop it was, Oddbins maybe in Glasgow, and they had 3 kinds of Herlinger.
Okay.
And all of them were pear as the baseline.
Yeah.
With more exotic fruit.
Right.
Added to
it. Oh, well. Well, we'll have to look them up because, I mean, it's nice. It's nice as a blackcurrant cider.
Yeah.
But
the thing is, let's compare it to other Swedish ciders, right? That's the fairest test.
Yeah.
So you've got Rekordalig.
Yeah.
You've got Kopparberg. And you've got Iduns. We've tried 4 Swedish ciders now. Kopparberg's very distinctive, very sweet. Rekordalig just tastes like juice. And Iduns has 3 distinct varieties, one of which is very, very good, I think. This is a bit like Rekordalig, just juice.
Yeah.
So that's all we've got to say on it, I think.
It's nice if you like your fruit cider, but it's nothing too different.
It tastes like a slightly more sophisticated version of Jack's. Which I went on a rant on.
Let's not get into the Jack's conversation again.
No, but it's worth mentioning because Jack's calls itself a cider. It's not.
This is very similar to the Jack's, actually. Thinking about taste-wise, the kind of blackcurrant.
It's actually nicer than Jack's, right? But
okay.
It's still not really what we now define as cider.
Yeah, true.
I mean, in bygone podcasts, we used to say we didn't enter the debate about whether real cider versus fruit cider. We said we like them all, and we don't want to take part in this fight, but I think we are now.
Okay.
I lean towards real cider.
Yeah, right. So, what are you going to give this out of 10?
This is where the grading policy, we have to have a serious discussion about this.
Yeah.
Because you cannot grade that in the same level as Black Rat.
No. Well, what about if we have a separate grading policy for the fruity ciders, the flavoured cider? Should we call them that?
Well, I think we need to discuss this outside of the show.
Okay, okay.
So as we an shall, interim grade.
We shall leave that.
Oh, no, I'll give it an interim grade of 7.
Okay.
No, that's 6.
Right.
6.
6. Okay.
But then I wouldn't want to... Right, an interim grade of 6, but we'll revisit the grading policy.
Okay, we shall have a discussion on that.
And we'll put this on our website.
Yes, we shall indeed. Okay, so, the last bottle for today...
God, you're ramming through them. I'm not even finished yet.
Well, you keep pouring out half the bottle, so I'm not surprised. That's fine, yeah. We're meant to be tasting cider, not drinking loads of it.
That's true.
So, this is the organic cider from Dunkerton's. Now, it's a very kind of... It looks almost homemade-ish bottle-wise. It's kind of very traditional label.
Where is it from? Herefordshire, isn't it?
Herefordshire, it is indeed.
Which also...
Pembridge.
What other ciders would you get from Herefordshire? Can you remember?
Weston's.
That's correct, yep.
And there's many other cider farms in...
There's plenty. Well, it's still not quite West Country, but still cider country, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
We didn't actually mention where Black Rat was from. Somerset?
We did mention that.
Was it?
It's a Somerset cider, yeah.
Right, okay.
So Dunkerton's have been making cider for 15 years. So let's crack this open and have a taste, because I'm very intrigued by it. Because I don't think I've seen... It's an interesting one to be in a 330 milliliter bottle. 7%, so it's not crazily strong.
No.
It's obviously on the strong end.
Right, hold on, my glass is still laced with Herlinger flavoured ice, and I don't want to have that.
Well...
Next. We don't have a bin.
We need to have an ice bin or a lineup of glasses here.
Temporarily.
Yep, pour it out into there. So let's have a look. It's a kind of colour. It's a deepish...
What's it?
Deepish orangey colour. It is relatively clear, tad cloudy, bit fizzy.
Yeah, it's a tad cloudy, isn't it?
Smells like it's going to be dry.
Yeah, it does. It smells very dry.
Let's have a taste. Ooh, wow.
That is... God, that's dry.
It is very dry, but it's good. I like it.
I think that's too dry for me. It tastes like... Remember Sheppies? I'd like to go back to Sheppies.
Okay.
Because I think I might have a greater appreciation than at the time, but this is very dry. But again, we've just had a Swedish sweet Herlinger thing, right?
Yeah.
And now we're going for this ultra-dry Herefordshire number.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a different story.
It is certainly. I like it. It is very dry, but it's...
Oh, God, that's seriously...
It is different.
That tastes like oak wood chippings.
Mm.
I mean, it's not disgusting, right? I'm not enjoying it, but it's a bit dry for me.
So what would you give it?
Well, this will come down to a personal taste thing. I mean, because I can appreciate this is quite a good cider, right? But it's just not for me. I'm putting it in... I'll give it a 7. In fact, I'll give it a 6.5, but I would expect you to give it a higher grade, and I wouldn't dispute you.
Yes, no, I mean, if I was to grade it, I'd probably give it nearly an 8.
Nearly an 8?
Yeah.
And I give it a 6.5.
Just because it's a bit... Just because it is different to a lot, most of the ciders that we've tasted so far.
Yeah. Well, I bet this... I mean, see if we were to have... We'll probably have a little bit more of this as the show progresses. And I bet the more of a drink, I'll like it. So let's give it a 7.5 grade, right?
Okay, sounds good.
Because it's already growing on me, and it will grow on me further. So that's it. That's your fridge this week. We're only doing 3 ciders in the fridge this week.
3 very different ciders. The Black Rat, which was standard. The Herlinger Fruity one, which was fruity. And then that very dry one. So quite a variety today.
Yeah, it's actually quite a good selection for the 3.
Yeah, I like
anyway,
it.
Anyway, cider news. Have we got any cider news?
Cider
this
news.
Week?
We've got a little couple of snippets of news. No major news headlines.
No major headlines, unlike previous podcasts.
Going on this week. But a couple of things that I felt we should mention is I think it was last podcast, we mentioned Eden's Temptation.
Eden's Temptation, as opposed to Idun's.
Yes.
Because so, I remember when I listened to the fourth podcast back, I was thinking we talked about Iden's Swedish cider, and we talked about the new future Eden's Scottish cider.
Yes, completely different.
And in this case, we're talking about Eden's Scottish cider.
We are talking about Eden's Temptation, which is the new cider farm started up near St Andrews in Garbridge, I believe.
Yep.
Now, just a quick note, really, to say that they've tweeted to say that bottles of their new cider shall be hopefully ready by the end of this month.
Excellent.
So that shall be interesting to try. So we'll have to try and get our hands on some of that. It's going to be called the Original Sin.
Original Sin.
Apparently, which is an interesting name.
It is. It is.
So
sounds like quite an Art Nouveau style name.
Yeah.
To appeal to the locale, doesn't it?
It will be interesting to try. And the only other bit of news here is...
We're happy for them to send us some of those bottles, aren't we?
Yes, we will try and get our hands on some bottles.
Yeah, I mean, I'll guarantee Eden's Temptation, if they want to send us a bottle, we'll feature it in the podcast.
We very much will.
Yeah. Carry on.
the only other snippet of information I had is I was reading the Hot Rum Cow, which...
What the hell is the Hot Rum Cow?
It's a drinks magazine, which has just started up. I think it's possibly only an online magazine. Jill Bowles actually pointed me in its direction. And they've just done an issue on cider, all about cider, the history of British cider.
Right.
They've featured Thistle Cross. But one snippet that I picked up from it is apparently Thistle Cross have just made available a 4% version of their elderflower cider.
Oh, right.
Which, before, they only did a 0.5%, so it was their low alcoholic version.
We've not tried that, have we?
We haven't on the podcast. I've possibly tried a bit of the 0.5%, but we shall certainly have to try and get our hands on
and
some...
And we are a fan of elderflower cider, given that Iden's...
That is true.
Swedish elderflower cider is one of
your favourites. So
it's my favourite of that ilk of cider.
Yes. So it'll be interesting to get our hands on that and to compare the Thistle Cross elderflower with the Iden, for example. But those are the two main snippets of news.
So what's your other snippets of news then, apart from your main two snippets?
Well, I don't really have any other snippets. So what I thought we would do is a quiz.
All right, the return of the quiz.
The return of the quiz. So what did you get last time? Something like 2.75 out of 4?
No, it was 2.6.
Oh, right. Okay, fine.
Ad finitum out of 4.
So again, we have a quiz, 4 questions. Listeners, please join in. Again, no cheating. Do tweet us, let us know how you got on. And if you can beat Neil, then great.
Nobody's going to
I think me. This week we've got some probably hard... Well, no, I think these are quite easy questions. So okay. Let's kick off with...
Is this 4 questions again?
4 questions again.
Right.
Are you ready to note down your answers?
Yes.
And again, please leave your answers until the end of the quiz and we shall see how you've done. Okay. Question number 1. What 3 flavours is Iden's cider available in?
Oh, we've just talked about this.
We've just talked about Iden's, so and I think we went through the flavours in the last podcast, I believe.
Right.
Hopefully you can get all 3 of these since it is...
Is this still 0.333 favorite for everyone?
Yeah. Because we went through the flavours in last week's podcast. So any of our listeners, if you can remember, or if you're a fan of Eden's, what are the 3 flavours? Even Neil here, who's
I've got
one
2
of the flavours. That's what particularly why I put this question in, because I think I thought you'd struggle with the last one.
I didn't even understand what the fruit was when you mentioned it in the previous podcast. I've forgotten.
Do you want to come back to that?
Yeah, I've got 2 of them.
But... Okay. So question number 2. What county is Aspel cider from?
That's easy.
Good.
Okay, next.
Question number 3. At the start of the show...
Why are you doing this in the Rob DJ style?
I'm not, I'm just saying question
number
3.
You've got to develop your own style of being a quizmaster. You can't copy other people.
Shut it. Question number 3. At the start of the show, I mentioned I made cider pie, but how many millilitres did I have to reduce the 500 milliliter bottle of Henry Weston's down to?
It's a ridiculous question.
Well, you should have been listening closely.
But it's...
Come on. Have a think. Note it down.
Right, I'm going to guess... Right, I've got it.
Cool. Okay, question number 4. What is the name of the cider produced by Carlsberg that I think we spoke about in episode 2 or 3?
I know this.
You weren't a fan of it.
No.
But I quite liked it.
Yeah, I don't understand to this day how you quite liked that.
It's refreshing. It was different compared to Magnus. I mean, it's not like we compare to like Henry Weston's things. But anyway, that's not a discussion. Can you remember the name?
I'm struggling. I think I've got it.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, question number one, which was, what three flavours is Idun's of cider available in? What do you get for that?
We'll get elderflower.
Correct.
Pear.
Correct.
And I struggled with the third one. I'm going to say Loganberry.
Close. It's actually Lingonberry.
Are you sure it's not the same thing?
It might be the same thing, but it's Lingonberry is the name of their third cider. I can't give you that, I'm afraid. But you got two out of the three there.
But are you sure they're not the same thing?
That's nothing to do with it. It's Lingonberry is the type of cider. Apparently it's an Arctic cranberry. So
sounds similar to Loganberry.
It could well be, and we can look that up. But it does not say Loganberry on the bottle.
Right.
Question number two. What county is Aspel cider from?
Suffolk.
Correct. Easy. Name of the village?
No idea.
It's actually called Aspel, surprisingly.
Is it?
Has a population of 51. Well, it did in the census in 2001.
51 people?
No, sorry, 52. But anyway.
All of whom work in the orchard, probably.
Probably, yeah. Kind of like a cider village. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Hmm. Question number three. How many millilitres did I have to reduce the 500 millilitres bottle of Henry Weston's down to when I made my cider pie over Christmas?
Guess at 175.
Spot on.
Excellent.
Nice one. You were listening closely.
I wasn't.
Or maybe you were subconsciously listening. What is the name? Probably question wasn't. Number four. What is the name of the cider produced by Carlsberg? Now, you struggled with this one.
Yeah, but I think I got it. Yeah, I think it's Somersby.
Somersby, it is. Correct.
Good stuff.
So that's your best result yet, isn't it? 3.66, if I...
Yeah, 3.66, and if you were being generous, 4.
Well, we'll look that up, and I might give you an extra 0.1, but as it doesn't say Loganberry on the bottle, I'm not giving you the full 0.66 that you would got for that.
All right, well, I'm still quite pleased with that, 3.66.
Yeah, not bad at all, not bad at all. So listeners, let us know how you did, if you managed to beat Neil, and if you managed to get all 4 correct. We should put together a kind of top chart, like on top here. That's
See,
cool.
But there, again, this is what you're doing. You're gonna copy a feature of another show.
Well, yeah, and?
Because this is our show. Right? We don't need to copy other shows. We have our own thing. We do our own format.
Okay,
we copy Rob DJ's Monday Night Quiz in our own way.
Put together a top cider bottle. I don't know where I'm going with this. So, moving on.
Yes, let's review one of the pubs in Edinburgh.
Edinburgh, yes. So I think this week we're going to do Hector's.
Hector's in pub in Stockbridge.
Stockbridge, that we were both in the other night.
Yeah, we were there on Friday.
We were. Now, I think Hector's was the first place where we had Thistley Cross.
It was.
Was it 1 or 2 years ago now?
Yeah. We can't go a show without mentioning it.
No. Well, I think we've already mentioned it this show. And that was partly why we called in on Friday.
We did a lot of research for the show on Friday, didn't we?
We did do quite a bit. Yeah. But we're slightly disappointed when their Thistley Cross was off.
Yeah. But in saying that, in terms of their cider marks, let's go straight to their cider, the ciders that they had.
So,
there.
The other ciders on draft.
Well, they had Aspel on draft.
They did.
Which we are a fan of.
We are a fan of Aspels.
I don't think they had any other cider on draft, but they had a variety of bottles. They had at least 6 different kinds of bottles in the fridge, didn't they?
They had the Wildwood Westerns.
Wildwood Westerns,
which is always
nice
to see, because I don't often see that in a pub. Yeah. And then they had the Bulmers, Pear Magnus, Copperberg, and Brothers was the other one, I think.
That's a good variety. And we've seen others in the past as well.
Yes, I think they do try and... Because I've definitely had Green Goblin there at some point. That was good. And possibly a Thatcher's at some point. So I know they like to try and get in things that are a bit different.
Thatcher's is nothing to write home about, though, is it?
Well, not your typical Thatcher's, but it's something that you don't see in a pub every day, which we will happily give marks for.
I saw Thatcher's on draft in another pub.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. It's probably Thatcher's, you probably see a lot in England, don't you? Not so much up here. But no, I think we were very impressed with the range of ciders on at Hector's. In fact, they also had a Thistley Cross mulled cider available when we were there, didn't
they? Was that not just for us because we were telling the proprietor about the show, so he gave us a mulled cross.
True. No, well, thanks. Thanks for our complimentary, which was very good, the cross that he had on.
He mixed apple juice and honey with it and all sorts of stuff.
It was, because I've had Thistley Cross mulled before at Lloyd's, but I think it was simply just warm Thistley Cross.
Yeah, this had thought.
But this was very good, actually.
Yeah,
so,
good.
quite, some decent marks there on the on
yeah,
the
we'll, we'll give them. We've got to give them just generally good cider marks. Like, we, usually we give it in terms of above average or below average or average. I think we give them good cider marks all round.
Yeah.
For maybe not what they have, what they had on the day we were there, but the cider service, if you will, that we've experienced in Hector's overall. We give them good cider marks all round.
Yes, and they sell Tyrell's crisps, which is always a bonus.
Yeah, good, high-quality crisps.
Because they
are, nice little bar as well, when you talk about the bar.
Yeah, it is an, it's a nice place.
Quite a... How would you describe the bar? It's kind of a retro but arty at the same time.
I think
Does that make sense?
I think I'd go along with that.
It's right in the middle of Stockbridge. Or, well, it's after. It's right in the middle of the Stockbridge town area.
Okay.
And it's in a good... a good place for other pubs as well. So you can go there and spend an evening around some of the pubs and bars in Stockbridge. It's a nice place. I like it.
Well worth checking out.
So go to Hector's and experience the cider and a variety of other drinks they have. We were just drinking cider, but we have a variety of other beers. Interesting stuff. That's what he's looking for. That's what the barman was saying.
A bit different.
So the bar manager was saying he looks for interesting stuff. So that's the kind of bar that we would like to go to.
Cool.
So, let's branch out.
Let's branch out. So we didn't do a Let's Branch Out last episode, did we?
No, but we promised the listeners that we were going to this year.
So what have we got?
We have... Well, I was just about to finish my cider first.
Well...
Anyway, we've got something called Pom Paul.
Okay.
Now...
Sounds interesting.
I got this from my dad. Although you'll notice that the bottle's only a third full. That's because he distilled two-thirds of it for himself.
Distilled?
As in, he poured it out and put it into a decanter.
Oh, right, I see. Okay.
A big glass device.
Oh, that's all right, then.
So he's given me a third of it.
Still quite generous.
He brought this back from France, along with his 2,500 bottles of wine.
Right.
And what this is that it's half Calvados, half cider.
Interesting.
It's a kind of aperitif style thing.
Right.
So it's from Brittany in France.
Okay.
And... I was thinking it's half Calvados, half cider. But it's not really half Calvados. It's half the Breton version of Calvados. But you don't even know what Calvados is, do you?
No, I don't.
So Calvados is like apple brandy.
Right, okay.
So this is a mixture of the Breton version of that and Breton cider.
Okay.
And all in all, we get this 17% aperitif thing called Pom Paul.
Pom Paul?
Pom Paul, yeah. Well, pom is like French for apples, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's true. What's Paul?
No idea.
Is that the guy that made it?
What?
Oh, Paul, not Paul.
P-O-L.
Right, I see.
Pom Paul.
Okay.
Don't know. French listeners could tweet us.
It's probably not hard. Anyway.
No, it's not.
Let's try this stuff, because we haven't tried anything like this at all on Let's Branch Out so far.
No, we haven't. We focused on... Yeah. But although you could argue it's the most cider-like thing we've had on Let's Branch Out, because it contains cider in it.
Yeah. Yeah, true. That is true.
So it's 50% cider. It's a mixture.
So pour us out a drop.
Yep. This comes in a fancy kind of... well, you would say it looks like a kind of spirit-style bottle, doesn't it? But it's...
Yeah, it's like a cross between a spirit bottle and a wine bottle.
We're having quite a lot of this. This is 17%, so...
Yeah. Don't pour it too much out.
Yeah.
So it's got a very dark colour, almost like kind of dark rum in a way, but maybe a bit more orange, a tad lighter.
Yeah.
Smells apple-y. Smells cidery, actually.
Yeah.
And it tastes...
It's quite nice.
It is. So it is... Yeah, apple brandy, effectively.
Well, but it's not.
Well, it's not apple brandy, but...
Because it's not like... I mean, I don't like brandy. Like, I don't like that too much.
I don't drink much brandy, so maybe it's something else it's reminding me of.
But it's... I mean, you can taste that it's got similarities to brandy, but it's much nicer.
Yeah. Is it brandy? Is it sherry? I don't know. I don't really do those kind of spirits. But it does have that kind of taste to it. So if you do like drinking those kind of spirits straight off, it's something... I don't know, I'm...
Do you like it?
I like it, but even though it's related to cider, I don't think it's necessarily something that cider drinkers would drink.
Well, that's a good point, and that's one of the things we need to establish in Let's Branch Out.
Mm.
I think they would. Because, well, I suppose you're a typical cider drinker, and you're not a massive fan of it, so maybe not. But I think if you were given this instead of sherry... Or brandy, or port even, because you're not a massive fan of port either, are you? So if you were to have this or one of those drinks after dinner, what would
I'd be
prefer?
Quite happy with this.
Yeah.
But it's not something I'd drink instead of cider.
But I suppose maybe this is the one weakness of this. This isn't an alternative to cider, which in some ways...
Right.
But at no point have we ever defined Let's Branch Out as an alternative to cider. We've said it's a drink that's not cider, not beer, not wine, not spirit, but cider drinkers may enjoy.
Would like, yeah.
And I think cider drinkers would enjoy this.
Okay. So where... This came from France, then?
Yeah, Brittany in France, yeah.
Right. And do you know if you can get anything like it in the UK?
I haven't seen it.
Right.
I don't know.
So...
Well, I tell you what, because there's a French shop in the middle of Edinburgh.
All right.
That I glanced at, but I'm going to go into, because I think they do a range of Breton ciders.
Okay.
And
that'd be worth so, exploring.
And to be honest, we've only had one Norman cider so far.
That's true.
And I'm sure we'll have many more French ciders in the future anyway. So I'm going to go there and I'll see what they've got and report back for the show.
Yes, please do. And listeners, if you find yourself in France, give Pom Paul a try and let us know what you think.
Or if you see it in the UK.
Yeah, or if you see it in the UK, let us know.
Or if you see it regardless of where you are in the world. We might have listeners. In fact, we do have listeners in the United States, India, and Australia.
We're very much an international podcast.
We're an international podcast sensation.
Well, I won't go that far.
Yeah, but we're an international podcast.
So...
So that was Pom Paul. It was different.
Yeah, very different. Very different. And, but thanks for that. It's
good to branch out further.
Yes. This is like a bigger branch, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if tell us, listeners, if you've got further ideas for further branching out.
Yes, again, because we are drastically running out of ideas. So please do let us know.
Don't let them know that, though.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We're not running out. We've got loads of ideas, but let us know.
Anyway, what's in the post bag this week?
In the post bag this week, we actually had an email from a Graham in Edinburgh.
So Graham emailed us at theorchard@ciderreview.com.
He did indeed. So listen, do get in touch, theorchard@ciderreview.com. If you've got any questions, queries, or suggestions for Cider to Review, then...
And all the other stuff that we mentioned.
Let us know. And also on Twitter, @ciderreview.
So this boy's Graham, is he?
So Graham in Edinburgh. He suggested...
Does Graham have a second name?
What?
Does he have a second name?
No.
All right.
He doesn't.
Do leave us your second name next time you contact us.
It's just Graham from Edinburgh. He suggested a possible feature for our website, which would be to have a map, basically, of Edinburgh, where we mark on it all the pubs we've been to and reviewed, along with their cider selection. So kind of like a resource for cider drinkers in Edinburgh, they can call up the map, take a look at some of the pubs they haven't been to and that sell some decent cider,
and
to,
some of the pubs
seek them out.
Ah, right. That's a good idea.
It is a good idea.
That's a genuinely good email.
And I think... you sound surprised. I think it would work well. Also with maybe some kind of listener contributions as well, being able to suggest pubs, keep it up to date, because that's the main thing.
Yeah.
It's all very well us on the podcast.
That's a fantastic idea, Graham. We could also do, we could have pubs that we have been to and drank cider in, are fans of, but have not yet featured in the show as well. We could make a real resource for cider drinkers in Edinburgh.
I think that could work quite well. So yeah. We shall certainly look into that idea. Thanks for the suggestion, Graham.
Thank you, Graham.
It's good. He also asked if either of us have tried Brothers Toffee Apple Cider.
We have, yeah.
And if so, what did we make of it? Now, I think I have tasted it a long time ago.
Yeah, it's quite...
It's very different for a flavoured cider.
Yeah, I'm hesitating because we don't know this, Graham. And we don't want to offend him. He might work for Brothers or something like that, and he wants us to try it.
I
remember I quite liked it as something of a bit of a novelty.
Yeah.
It's a long time since I've had it. It's not something I would choose necessarily if I was to see it in a pub that I was to go to, but I would maybe have it again as a novelty and then judge it. So I'm going to hold back from judging it. But it's a bit of a novelty. It's something different.
Because Brothers have quite a range of ciders that we haven't touched on, probably because most of them are in the kind of fruity area, which we're not necessarily the greatest fans of.
Yeah.
But I like the difference of the toffee apple cider. It's not just another fruit one.
No, it's, but it's not. It's not. Let's put it this way. I mean, we've now, after 5 shows, we're erring towards the more premium real cider.
Yeah.
And it's certainly not that.
No, true. But it is something that's different, and thanks for the suggestion. Actually, by just mentioning it, I might need to give it another go.
Yeah, let's give that another go, and we'll report back.
We shall indeed.
Next
episode. So thanks to Graham for your email and your suggestions.
Yeah, and do get in touch with us. Follow us on Twitter. Email us at theorchard@sideofview.com.
And don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes if you're.
Yeah, well, we haven't had a review for a while on iTunes now.
Yeah, I can't complain too much. Was it 10 five-star reviews?
Yeah, 10 five-star reviews.
Anyway, so that was the post bag for this week.
Well, that just about wraps up for episode number 5.
Does indeed.
Thank you for listening. Do get in touch. We've told you how to get in touch.
We have. And a Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year. And apologies for the ridiculously staged beginning of this podcast. That didn't mean to be quite as staged as it sounded. In fact, it wasn't as staged as it sounded, just a little bit staged.
Yes.
Anyway, we'll see you shortly for episode number 6. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.